Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Campsite Media.
I made my final trip out to see Derek last February, in the dead of winter. By that point, he'd been in court battles for almost 6 years, just hemorrhaging money to legal fees. And his future in NASCAR was totally up in the air. He went from racing at the highest level of the sport, with a whole team of people changing his tires and filling his tanks, to being suspended and having a bunch of leftover race motors sitting around in his garage covered in saran wrap. But a freshly built motor is a terrible thing to waste. So Derek dropped those NASCAR V8s into old shitty beaters, put studs in the tires, and got back into a time-honored Mohawk tradition. Ice racing on the St. Lawrence River.
All right, so it's 10 in the morning and we are at Beauharnois Marina. We're here to race, baby. And it's fucking cold out here. It's -2, but luckily there's a high of 7. So I think we'll be all right. The whole thing is frozen over. There's got to be 100 cars out here. Motorcycles, ATVs, trucks, race cars. And yeah, we're here to see Derek race. Let's go find him. We got a bunch of old beat-up race cars. Steel-sided, steel-reinforced, painted like old NASCAR cars. I'm in hog heaven, baby. We're racing. Boogity, boogity, boogity. What's going on?
Same shit, different pile.
So what's your schedule today?
Well, they got a... They got to do the bikes, the four-wheelers, then the motorcycles. And then it's the front-wheel drive studded class. Then they have rubber class, the small cars. And then I think it's the outlaw class with the studs, V8. And then it's the rubber after that. So I'm meeting right now. That's where we're going. We're headed now. And then they're going to start. No idea what they're talking about. Something about one car, one trailer, no spectators in the pit, or something like that. Okay, let's go race.
We're here today, February the 13th. We're gonna have some races going on today. This is my car. I'm the driver in 99.
Can you tell me what the back of your race car says?
Oh, running smoke!
That's right, baby. We're the first podcast to be painted on the side of a race car. Eat your heart out, Radiolab. From Campside Media and Dan Patrick Productions, this is Running Smoke. I'm Rajiv Gola, and this is Episode 8, Riding the Edge. The big irony of Derek's case is that if he'd just taken a deal from the prosecution when he was arrested, he'd probably already be out of jail by now.
Like all the other guys, there was, what, 40 or 50 of them? They all took deals. They all already did their time. They're out, and they're just going on with their life. And, I mean, it's going to be 5 years now in April. I'm still fighting this. It hasn't been easy, let me put it that way. It causes a lot of friction in the house. At one time, I was going to court 5 days a week for, was it almost 2 months straight? It's taken a toll. I mean, it's taken a toll on my family, my kids, you know, my wife, Hunter, the same thing. His wife, you know, his kids, everyone just wants it over. You know,
after delays caused by COVID, Derek's constitutional challenge was finally slated to be heard in the fall of 2021. The mere fact that his case had made it to the docket was extraordinary. Steve Bonspiel of the Eastern Door newspaper.
I'm actually surprised that Derek's case has gotten as far as it has, because usually Canada doesn't want it to go further because they don't want to set that jurisprudence. Whether he wins or loses, especially if he wins, it's going to set up other cases for the future, and they're going to know that they can't just, you know, attack and target just because they think it's wrong. You know, he will set a jurisprudence. He will set, you know, an example that I can go to court and beat the government. And if he wins, every single tobacco case is going to use him, and you know, every single person who's going to argue on our side is going to say, hey, he beat them, and here's why. And here's why it applies to us.
But at the same time, the risks were very high. If Derek lost, it could mean empowering law enforcement and regulation on a big chunk of the Mohawk economy. It meant putting fundamental rights at risk of being struck down by the Canadian government. Which is exactly why the Mohawk Nation Council of Chiefs had been trying to get Derek to drop his case for months. When that failed, the chiefs dispatched their lawyer and sent him to court with a formal request for intervention. The Mohawk Nation wanted to make sure they had a seat at the table and that they would be able to protect some of their rights if Derek lost the case.
When I talked to him about their current approach, it's not about supporting Derek. You know, it's about ensuring that Indigenous rights are supported, I guess you could say, or are argued. So even within that, you know, the context of having them in the trial, it's not exactly an ally, you know, having an ally next to you. It could end up being because they're fighting the same fight, but they're kind of, you know, adversarial. So, you know, all that stuff like doesn't necessarily add up to a unified approach to fight for individual rights or Indigenous rights, I should say.
Really, I don't know what position they're at right now, whether it's going to help me or if it's going to hurt me. We still don't understand what the fight is. You know, like they said, it's the whole nation's fight. But are they helping me, or are they basically throwing me out to the wolves? You know, take a deal or nothing. So I don't know if they're hoping I'm gonna win this, or are they hoping I'm gonna lose this?
It was a question I'd had for a long time. is the Mohawk Nation standing for or against Derek? I needed to know what the Council of Chiefs had to say. And that's coming up after the break.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, my name's Gaya Nisse. I'm of the Wolf Clan of the Onondaga Nation of the Haudenosaunee. My name is also Paul Williams, and I practice law working for Indigenous nations.
The Mohawk Nation Council of Chiefs, or MNCC, has a very complicated history, and there's a few debates over the provenance of its authority. But the long and short of it is that the MNCC is the highest traditional authority among all Mohawk territories. So when you look at old treaties and documents that Mohawks signed with the French and British governments, you're essentially talking about the same political entity. And Paul Williams now represents their interests in Derek's constitutional challenge.
After the Nation Council became aware of the notice of constitutional question, it took several steps because it really didn't want to see all these rights at stake in court. It basically felt this is a matter between nations.
Which is to say between the Canadian state and Mohawk governments.
So first thing that the Nation Council did is direct me to write the lawyers for Derek White and Hunter Montour and say, please don't make these arguments. And they wrote back and said, we're going to make the arguments. The chiefs talked it over at length because every step up to that point was an attempt to avoid becoming involved in the court case and to have the matters dealt with outside court. There's no room for other people in the ring.
Despite all the attempts that the Mohawk Nation made to stay out of the courts and keep Derek and Hunter out of the courts, in the end, all those efforts failed. Derek and Hunter were going to fight this thing, and the chiefs had a tough choice to make. Stay out and let Derek roll the dice with their rights, or do something unprecedented. Enter a court system that was counter to their traditions and take a public stance. After much deliberation, they asked Paul Williams to make a formal request to intervene in the case.
What is so remarkable about this case that demanded such unprecedented action?
It's remarkable because so many rights were being put at risk all at once. And my reaction was that they'd placed virtually all Haudenosaunee Aboriginal rights and treaty rights on the line in the case without any authorization from any Haudenosaunee government. And my reaction was, this is the wrong case to test all the rights in. Because the rights are fragile, one really needs to build, beginning with the most obvious and sympathetic cases, the ones that are least threatening to Canada. Derek White and Hunter Montour were charged with 68 other people who all pleaded guilty. A number of them were Hell's Angels. There wasn't just tobacco involved in the case. There were firearms. There were drugs.
Another mark against Derek's case was the fact that he'd already been found guilty by a jury of defrauding the federal government. It wasn't exactly the community's best foot forward in terms of making a native rights case, but Paul felt that Derek was forcing his hand. He made a formal request to the judge presiding over the case, asking for the Mohawk Nation to be represented in the proceedings, which would allow it to have similar privileges as the prosecutors and the defense. They could present witnesses, cross-examine, and make their case before a judge. And surprisingly, the judge agreed, and the Mohawk Nation was given status as a full party intervener. Now, they had a seat at the table.
And that's sort of what's remarkable, that the Mohawk Nation Council of Chiefs was allowed to intervene at all. It's the first time in Canadian law. In this case, the Nation Council became a full party. And the fact is, it's the first time a traditional Indigenous government has been recognized as such as well. The Nation Council's involvement in the case right from the start was damage control. It was, how do we minimize the potential damage that this court could do? And I think that's the way the Nation Council continues to perceive it. Not our court, not our judge, not our law. One has to be really careful going into court. Part of what's happening is you're ending up with people with a large amount of money, individuals with a large amount of money, willing to risk everybody's rights to protect themselves.
This was the theme that kept coming up in the course of my entire reporting. A tension between the rights of an individual and the rights of a collective. Yes, Derek has rights as a Mohawk person. But does that mean he's allowed to gamble with the rights that all Mohawks share to defend himself? To Paul Williams, that's a fundamental question of what it means to be Mohawk in the first place.
What is the relationship between individual rights and collective rights?
Beginning with your name. Your name doesn't belong to you. It belongs to your clan family. Somebody carried that name before you. Somebody will be given that name after you. That is, your identity is linked to a collective group of people, and they are responsible for you, and you are responsible to them. For example, in Mohawk, you don't say, my name is such and such. You say, Yonkowetz, they call me such and such. That is, my name exists because other people use it. So really, from a very fundamental societal perspective, what you do as an individual constantly relates to the other people you are living with as your relatives.
All this to say that there's quite a bit of daylight between Mohawk and Canadian conceptions of how society functions. And there might be better ways to square the two than a case involving tobacco and organized crime.
We need a conversation with Canada about how to deal with criminal law. And this is not the way to have that conversation.
Nevertheless, in September 2021, the judge gaveled in the first session of Derek's constitutional challenge. It was held in a small conference room with a desk for the judge and five other desks arranged in the middle of the room for witnesses, lawyers, and court attendants. There was no jury. The outcome of this case would rest solely on the judge. One by one, expert witnesses were brought before the court to give their thoughts on everything from Mohawk grammar to centuries-old treaties and archaeological records. Derek brought esteemed Indigenous scholars and leaders to the stand, and the government questioned them in tense, heady debates. We reached out to the Crown prosecutors, but they declined to comment on an open case. The three parties made their arguments, defended their positions, and cross-examined one another, which took a larger toll on the Mohawk Nation's witnesses than Paul had anticipated.
I had to explain to people that cross-examination is a stranger coming at you in a stiff, alien setting and challenging your credibility. You wouldn't tolerate that if this happened in a restaurant or on the street. And yet in court, you have to.
It was a foreign concept in traditional Mohawk legal practice, where decisions are made by consensus among the three clans. It's a system based on convincing your neighbors of your perspective, rather than proving your opponents wrong.
So again, it goes to the idea that a criminal court really isn't the place to work these things out.
After weeks of hearing testimony and extremely drawn-out closing arguments, the judge gaveled the constitutional challenge to a close and dismissed the room. She'd heard everything she needed to make a decision and promised to deliver a judgment within a year's time.
We're just waiting now from the judge. I look at it this way, the longer it takes, the better. I mean, if she knew I was guilty, she would have came back the next day and said, "You're guilty." So she's really going through this, you know, with a comb, basically. I mean, if hopefully I'm found innocent of everything. If not, they said I'll be probably in jail for 5 to 7 years or something like that. But you know what? Instead of me taking that deal, which I didn't, and if I did, I would have been sitting in jail right now and just thinking, you know what? Maybe I could have won this. Maybe I could have beat the government for everybody. But now we're going to find out.
They know that if this case goes in any way our way, in any one little part doesn't go their way, they got a whole new story to rewrite.
Hunter Montour, who's fought this case alongside Derek every step of the way.
They'll have to change everything, and they can't do that. They can't do it that quickly. So they're going to be like, what the F are we going to do, right? Literally, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I don't know how big it's going to be. It seems like it's going to be pretty big. A lot of people are paying attention and understand what could happen when this is over. Good or bad, I don't know.
What is a best case scenario for the Mohawk Nation Council?
Best case scenario from a Nation Council point of view is probably the court making a decision that would call upon the political entities, Canada and Quebec, to take steps to restore the treaty relationship, including in dealing with criminal law, to recognize a Haudenosaunee judicial system, criminal justice system. Again, because the whole system itself isn't working.
And what would be the worst case?
I'm not even going to express any view on that. It would give me nightmares.
Either way, it's not going to be over, because If the government loses, they're appealing it. If I lose, I'm appealing it. So this can go on for another 10 years or 20 years, who knows?
We'll make a season 2.
Yeah, or 3 or 4 or 5.
Hold on, we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Early on in my reporting, I came across a book by a Mohawk scholar named Dr. Gerald Dayayage Alfred. There was a line in the introduction that really framed my thinking for this entire project. I'm paraphrasing here, but what he wrote was this: "Being born a Mohawk, I do not remember a time free from the impact of political conflict." And from what I could tell, just about all of that conflict could be traced back to one fundamental tension between the Mohawk Nation and a Canadian government that doesn't fully recognize their sovereignty. That disagreement is the basis for the simple fact of being Indigenous. That everything you do, whether you like it or not, is a political action. Every decision you make is a stance that you've taken. It means constantly walking a tightrope. If you're willing to follow the rules and steer clear of murky waters, you live a peaceful, uncontroversial life. But if you make one slip, things can turn hot in an instant. Derek has been walking that line his whole life, and watching him turn laps out on the ice last year, I got to see it firsthand.
Derek is in pole position, starting up the number 99 Mohawk Market car. Green flag about to drop. Derek takes an early lead around turn one, and on the inside, turn four. And he
he's out of the corner first. Straightened it out.
It might seem counterintuitive when we're talking about 3,000-pound junkers hurtling around an icy circle at 80 miles an hour. But when you get down to it, racing is a game of inches and fractions. When you've got 20 cars all gunning for the same first-place spot, every little decision a driver makes, every flick of the wheel and feather of the pedal adds up. And those split seconds mean the difference between winning or ending up in the wall. It's a delicate ballet, dancing on a razor's edge of your grit as a driver and the traction of your tires.
How far can I go in a corner? How early can I get on it? Where are the bumps at? It's just studying the track and concentrating on it. And then each lap, you know, you feel a car do something a little bit different. The tires is wearing out, you know, you change your pickup points, and then you drive the racetrack so much, not so much the race car. There's just some people that just have a natural ability to go, and they don't have any give a damn. You know, if they don't care if they wreck, they don't care if they run over something, they're just after it. I think it's when you go past your limits, the people that are able to save their cars and not do it, that's the difference between making them good or great.
A lot of really good drivers over the years seem to have some kind of a sense of balance. You can sort of feel that line between sliding and sliding out of control. You know what I mean? And the guys who sort of are able to flirt with that line longer than the next guy maybe are successful at it.
Pulling out way in front. Number 99, Running Smoke.
After decades of racing, Derek knows just how far he can drive into a corner. He knows how to feather the pedal to stay out of the wall, when to get back on the gas, and how much the back end can slide before the front starts to go. His racing style is methodical and assertive. He knows where the limits are and pushes them farther and farther until he's right up on the line between chaos and control. And in that way, racing is a pretty good metaphor for what life is like as a Mohawk, or really any indigenous person in the modern world. It means navigating a system that is built on your land, but which excludes you, and weaving your way through legal loopholes and physical boundaries. It means sitting down and gritting your teeth when you can't win, and standing up to fight when you can't take any more. It's a fine art that forces you to constantly assess your nerve and how far you're willing to take it. And oftentimes, it's those people who know exactly where the edge is and stick their toe across that line anyway that end up making a difference.
We are part of a long line of people now who have refused to surrender and that will find creative ways to continue to survive.
Dr. Alfred, the Mohawk scholar I mentioned earlier.
Because resistance is this constant process. And when you're born into that, it shapes your personality and it shapes your outlook on the world. And I think that as a Mohawk person in Gahnawage, there's something that is infused into your character. And that thing is that idea of the responsibilities you carry as a Kanyakahaga or as a Ongwehue, as a native person, which is to not let them win. You have to find a way to really breathe life into that Mohawk nationhood and push back against the people that are trying to snuff out our fire.
Lap in second to last place. Stretching it out. Just digging through the corners. Last lap right here. Right here. Taking it home. Derek White. Woo! Woo! Looked like you picked up pretty good.
Yeah, it's fast.
That Running Smoke is a lucky charm, huh?
Cooler than I thought. Yeah, she's running pretty good. They have their hands full to try to catch me.
And one question I've been dying to ask you. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
All right.
Running Smoke is a production of Campside Media, Dan Patrick Productions, and Workhouse Media. The series was written and reported by me, Rajiv Golwa. Our producers are Aaliyah Papes, Lane Gerbig, and Julie Deniche. Our editors are Michelle Lands and Emily Martinez. Sound design and original music by Mark McAdam. Additional sound and mixing by Ewan Lai Tremuin. Additional reporting by Susie McCarthy.
Our executive producers are Dan Patrick, Josh Dean of Campside Media, Paul Anderson, Nick Pinella, and Andrew Greenwood for Workhouse Media. Fact-checking by Mary Mathis and Angeli Mercado. Artwork by Polly Adams, and additional thanks to Greg Horn, Johnny Kaufman, Sierra Franco, Elizabeth Van Brocklin, and Sean Flynn.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.